Good morning. Clear skies for a time overnight allow temperatures to drop back into the 40s and lower 50s, and areas of fog are developing again this morning. In some cases, visibilities are down below a mile, so leave yourself some extra room between you and the car in front of you, and perhaps even a little extra time if your morning drive typically takes you through areas of fog. The common places will be affected early this morning. Otherwise, we'll have some clouds out there, but also a fair amount of sunshine mixed in as an east to southeasterly breeze develops off of the Atlantic Ocean. Cloudy periods will be most prominent closer to the coast, with more sunshine closer to the Canadian border in the Mohawk Valley as well. In these locations, with more sunshine, highs will be in the upper 60s to around 70. Where we see more clouds and the risk of a passing shower or even some drizzle this morning, temperatures will be in the middle 60s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight and for the day tomorrow, we'll continue to see that onshore flow. This will push temperatures down into the 50s tonight and back up into the mid-60s tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies and a few passing showers. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Great Lakes, where an upper-level disturbance will cut itself off from the main jet stream flow. As a result, it'll meander around and slide south through the Ohio Valley and into the Tennessee Valley over the next couple of days, and then start to lift back toward the Great Lakes into the weekend. In this position, the flow here in interior New York and New England will be off of the Atlantic coast. This will keep temperatures fairly uniform Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mainly in the mid-60s for afternoon highs. It will also pull in a lot of moisture in the form of cloud cover. We will have some sunny breaks, but also the risk of showers all 3 days from time to time. As this disturbance finally opens up and slowly lifts out late Sunday into Monday, we still run the risk of a shower early into next week with highs in the upper 60s before it looks like a drying trend will take shape on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches have been issued for the Baltimore-Washington, D.C. area back into the higher terrain of the Panhandle of Maryland and Northern Virginia. As that same upper low drops southward from the Great Lakes, low-level flow is forecast to rapidly increase, resulting in significant moisture transport into this area. Periods of heavy rain are anticipated tonight through tomorrow night. Widespread rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches are expected, with localized higher totals in areas of repeated activity. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a strong tropical wave that's located about 170 miles east of Barbados. This disturbance is producing winds to near tropical storm force, and the associated thunderstorm activity continues to show signs of organization. Conditions are expected to be favorable for development, and a tropical depression or even a tropical storm is likely to form later today. The system is moving westward to west-northwestward at 15 to 20 miles per hour and is expected to pass over the Windward Islands later today and move over the southeastern Caribbean Sea tonight and tomorrow. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system again later this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees with a south wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies with fog and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility in dense fog, 49 degrees, the dew point 48, 97% relative humidity, and north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at San Luis Obispo, California, to a low of 23 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower or a drizzle possible, lower 70s, Boston cloudy with a shower, some fog and drizzle, upper 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 62, that's 5 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.12 inches for the month, and 25.57 inches for the year, which is now 3.52 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 83, set in 2014 and in 1959. And the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:41 p.m. 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, a shower possible today, also areas of drizzle with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and some drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a shower possible today, also areas of drizzle with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and some drizzle possible, lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a shower possible today, also some drizzle possible with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a lot of clouds around, some breaks of sunshine, but the risk of a few showers each day into the weekend with highs in the mid-60s. Still the risk of a shower Monday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s, and a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.